Welcome to Rock the Flock. Thank you for tuning in and joining the show this week. Every week, we have amazing Christian independent artists. Now, we'll put a disclaimer right there. There are some labeled artists on the show. And what I'm thankful for, there are artists who have gone to a label after they were on the show. And one of those is Carly Ann Taylor. Carly, thank you and God bless you. Carly's new song is out right now, Lifeline, and KB is on the song with her. And I thank Carly because we talk a lot, and Carly's journey started really right here on Rock the Flock. And so my prayers for this show, not to only help the artist, we need to advance the kingdom. And I pray that God will advance these artists in his kingdom. Whatever that may be, it's different for every artist on this show. And this week, I'm honored to have Mr. Kyle Cruz on the show. Kyle, how are you doing?
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me. It's really an honor.
Well, I am excited to get in, and as I say, grab the shovel, grab the pick, and dig into your life a little bit.
Right on.
To see what God's been doing.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be right back with Mr. Kyle Cruz right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining the show this week, Mr. Kyle Cruz. Brother Kyle, where are you joining the show from?
I live in the Nashville, Tennessee area. I previously lived in San Diego for about 25 years, and I just moved to Nashville March of 2025.
Amen. A lot of artists have moved from California to...
I noticed. Yeah, I've heard about a big migration in the past 5 years or so.
Yes, sir. We could have a whole show on probably why, but we'll just leave it. If I don't have a guest 1 week, I may have to talk about it on that show, but this week, it's your show.
Right.
So, who is Mr. Kyle Cruz?
Well, I grew up in the church, and when I was in high school, God put on my heart to start leading worship, and over time that turned into me writing songs for the church, and that's been something that's on my heart to do pretty much ever since. So for a couple decades now, I've been writing songs that either speak to God as worship in the congregation, or they're more personal reflections of my life or just observations of life from the lens of a Christian man. And I'm now living in Nashville, pursuing music and hoping to be a songwriter for other artists, hopefully end up with some kind of publishing deal at the end of the day. But right now, just trying to, you know, build my life out here.
Seek the Lord's will.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. And I know Nashville is an area of opportunity, lots of opportunity.
It certainly is.
But the smallest part of opportunity is for independent Christian artists.
Exactly.
I'm thankful for the coffee shops and some of the writers around venues that have opened the door for independent Christian artists.
So much.
But I also know, we talk about it on the show all the time, the struggle of independent Christian artists, because there's a monetarily cost associated with producing music.
Oh yes, there is. Unfortunately.
And then another one that I don't say a lot is the time that's factored into it. The time to, because I know a lot of artists have a set time every week that they do their social media posts. I forget the technical word for that because I'm old, you know, so I don't post I post about artists. I post about my dog. You know, I have a hard time posting about me. So, sure. But I understand as an artist, you have to, because there's, we don't want to call it competition in the Christian arena, but if you don't self-advertise, I don't want to say you're not going to do well, but it'd be much harder if you didn't.
Exactly.
But Brother Kyle, I'm glad you did, because if you hadn't, I wouldn't have found you.
Well, something that I've learned recently in the time since I've moved here is just that, you know, part of being faithful to what God's called us to is to be faithful to promote the work that we've done, to, you know, see it through in the sense that, you know, get the word out there, get people to listen to. It's like there's no sense in putting all the effort into the song and then putting no effort into promoting it after the fact. If we really believe that it's a message that God is speaking through us, then we have that responsibility as well.
Amen. Because I believe we are just an extension of the 12 disciples.
True.
And then we all have a gift. And I know there are people that listen to this show that can't sing a lick. You are listening to one right now speaking that can't sing a lick, but I absolutely love music.
Yeah.
But we all have a gift that will, like I said, expand the kingdom for the Lord. So we do have to. Social media is such an awesome tool.
Yeah.
Because I believe it is part of the Great Commission, because Jesus will not come back until the whole world hears. And physically, we're not going to be able to walk every square inch of this earth.
Ah, sorry. I think we got a bad connection there.
Yes, sir. So we're back now. You turned red for a second. I thought, oh, no.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know what happened. But
from California.
Right.
Did you leave family in California, or did you move the whole family with you?
I'm not married, no children, so I've got relatives and my parents and my brother out there, but don't have really anything tying me down. But it was starting over for me because I don't have any family in this state, so I had to make new friends and kind of start from scratch.
What's it like? What's that feeling to pack up everything and leave what you know to step into the unknown?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's not easy. And, there was no way I was ever going to be 100% sure that it was what God was calling me to. But he was faithful to work out some things that might have been a problem otherwise. For example, God gave me the ability to keep working my job remotely. So I was able to come here not having to find a new job, but having the option to, be flexible with my work schedule and then pursue the music thing on the side. So, God came through and showed in advance, I think, that his hand was on this. But, it's a scary thing. It's, you deal with so much uncertainty and just having to start over when you've been in one place for a long time, it's not easy.
No, sir. It's not. I told the story a couple weeks ago of how I was able to move from Houston, Texas in a one suitcase and come to Alabama. Now, I did have family here, but I left parents, three brothers, sisters to come here on my own. But that's a long time ago. And I see how God worked in all of it, just like I know you see how God has worked in your life.
Mm-hmm. So much.
Well, all right. One of the requirements of this show is homework, and it is to bring a Bible verse to the show. or when we come back, do you have a verse you'd like to share with us?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back with Mr. Kyle Cruz right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining the show this week from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Kyle Cruz. Kyle, thank you for taking a minute to talk about the journey that God has put you on in your life.
Yeah.
To bring you from that other state way out west, California.
Yeah.
Halfway across the country to do his work. And I think that's really, really cool. But I know you wouldn't have been able to make that move if you weren't grounded in his word.
For sure.
So that is a perfect time to bring scripture to the show.
Oh, yes.
So what verse do you have for us this week?
Well, a verse that's really been on my heart a lot in the last few years, I think this has become my favorite scripture, is in the last chapter of Genesis. Joseph, at the end of his life, says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." And it's just constantly a reminder that none of us can screw up the plans that God has for us. You know, we can't mess them up ourselves, and other people can't mess them up for us. You know, that's something I have to constantly speak over my own life and reassure myself that whatever ways we've messed up, God is capable of overcoming them.
Amen.
Yeah.
He has a way. Didn't say when we're going down that path that we're not going to get off the side of the road a little bit.
Sure.
But he's there to get us right back in the middle of the road.
Yes. Amen.
Because, you know, that's probably the biggest, with me talking, some of my talks with some people that have done things in the past that they're not really pleased with, to say, how could God love me?
Yeah.
And you say, because he's not going to give up on us.
Right. Amen to that.
You know, he's not. He's the God of the one is the 99.
Yeah.
You know, and he loved us so much that he sent his son to this earth. Why would you want to send you really to this earth in physical form, knowing what would happen?
Yeah.
I explained to my wife the other night, we were talking about, I don't want to say there are bad things that are going on right now in this world.
Right.
There are bad people. And if you can imagine how bad it is, it's worse than that. But, and she said, "Well, how?" And I said, "Well, Mindy, did you not see who put Jesus on the cross? It wasn't Pontius Pilate." A lot of people get mad at Pontius Pilate. He was doing his job. He didn't want to do it. The people forced him to do it.
I'm pretty sure he tried to get out of that the entire time.
Yes, but for Pontius Pilate, there was salvation available.
Yeah.
For Kyle, in your life, there was salvation available. There's salvation available for anyone who wants to call out upon his name.
Yeah.
So thank you for bringing a scripture to the show.
Of course.
That just reminds us. And it's funny, way back in the book of Genesis, that he is God.
Yeah.
And there's power. There's power in his name.
Yeah. And I think that verse becomes even more relevant when you realize that Jesus is of the lineage of Joseph, and realize when we're talking about the saving of many lives, we're talking about the salvation for the entire world. It's like if Joseph and his family had died in in a famine, then, you know, who knows how history would have played out.
I know, but God, like you said, he is in control.
Amen.
And as long as we have our head down, walking in faith,
right,
taking a step at a time going forward,
yeah,
we're going to be okay.
True.
Well, all right, Mr. Kyle, when we come back, now I say every segment's my favorite segment, but the next segment is my favorite segment because we're going to talk about music.
All right.
So we'll be right back with Kyle Cruz right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or here we go again. You're at work, you're in the car, it's late at night, you may be getting up on your podcast, your favorite podcast, and you ran across this podcast called Rock the Flock, and you can't get away from it. Well, I thank God for that because it is because of amazing guests on the show. And this week we have another one. Mr. Kyle Cruz, thank you for making the airway sound better. Thank you for making the stream sound better. And thank you for putting the podcast over the top.
Thank you.
Well, this is, like I said, my favorite part of the show. We get to talk about music.
Cool.
When did you know, at what age did you know that God had called you to sing for him, to produce for him, to write music for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of been a lifelong process, but I feel like I first got called to ministry in around age 15 when I was in my freshman year of high school. I'd become drawn to worship leaders and the ministry that they were doing in church. And I don't know, for the first time in my life, I felt inclined to step into that. And over time, I started writing songs as well. And I feel like it was really not until the last 5 or 6 years, once the pandemic hit and I had a lot more time on my hands, that I started realizing that I felt called to write songs more for other artists than myself. You know, I'm not as inclined to be an artist as maybe a songwriter for others. And I kind of discovered that that was what I wanted to do. And in the time since then, I've just been writing more than I ever had in my life.
Wow. That's a humble heart. That is the spirit of humbleness right there.
Praise God.
What instruments do you play?
I am an acoustic guitar and keyboard player.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you say, because there is a, I wouldn't call it a debate on the show. We have really fun with this question on the show. Which one did you learn to play first?
I played guitar since high school, and I picked up keyboard within the last decade or so.
Would you say it's easier to start on the guitar and then transfer over to the keyboard or piano? Or is it easier to start on the piano? And I've heard on this show that if you know the piano or keyboard, it's easier to play other instruments.
Yeah, you know, I can't speak for other people. Everybody has wired to learn things differently. I feel like I had a harder time with keyboards than with guitar. Mm-hmm. There's just something very simple and practical about guitars, and just the fact that you can carry one around anywhere pretty much. And it's just something that's very easy to just pick up and learn some basic chords and strum patterns. And that taught me a lot of music theory even more than keyboards did. But, mm-hmm. I wasn't raised on piano in the same way that other people might have been, just knowing that their whole lives, because that is a great way to get a foundation of music theory. But it isn't how it played out for me. So, you know, it took me a lot longer to get even decent with piano. So, Yeah.
Well, here's the question that I have to, I'm glad I am sitting down, because I'm every week, I can't fathom the number count. How many songs have you written?
Last I checked, I had over 500 registered songs with ASCAP, but that's a lifetime's worth.
Wow. That is, like I say, I'm blown away every week. God is really, he's really blessed you.
Well, it's part of stretching that songwriting muscle constantly. You have to write a lot of bad songs to get any decent ones in there.
Well, how do you record? If God puts a, he puts a message on your heart, he puts a chorus in your mind, where do you go? Do you use your phone to, or do you have a because I've only had one artist, and I was really happy because that'd be me. They have a notepad. And they would jot it. But this artist would even leave Sunday church in church to go into the bathroom, and because she had been called to write something down, so she would jot it down in her little book.
All right, I love that. I'm actually pretty basic when it comes to that. Like, I like to have my laptop open in front of me, as well as my phone for recording. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if I'm out someplace and get some kind of inspiration, with our phones, it's so easy to just either record a little voice memo or jot something down in a notepad if it's a, you know, concept. You know, personally, I like to just have a little notepad open on my computer to type lyrics in, and then as I write different sections of the song, just record those as quickly as possible and keep them fresh in my head. And yeah, I'm not one that feels like I need to like lay down a track or something right away. I'm like, let's mm-hmm. grab a guitar, write it the old school way. So
awesome. Well, do you ever go back in your notepad? I mean, you save all those notes.
Yeah.
Wow. I couldn't imagine your library. But do you ever, you have a new one that the Lord has spoken to you, but then that new one goes with another one that may have been in the past, when whatever that length of time may have been.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get very intentional these days of going back and listening to voice memos of stuff I've written. You know, when you write all the time, there's a tendency to just write it and forget about it. So I'm going back and finding like, hey, these ones actually had potential, or, you know, find obviously that a lot of them were probably just for the sake of practice. But yeah, you know, it's the best thing you can do is go back through what you've written. You might be surprised what you find in there.
Well, in the music arena, there's a big controversy right now on AI.
I had a feeling you would say something about that.
Well, because I brought it up because I heard last week that Spotify is going to start putting a little, I guess it's a tag on a song. Yeah. But their artist on this show that use AI. I play an artist's music on this show, and I play his voice that is put into a computer. Because he ruined his voice singing. But it is his words.
Yeah.
As close to his voice as he could get it.
Wow.
And the music that he wants with it. And I'm thankful that I'm able to do it. Another artist, we debuted her first song, a Christian EDM artist who was using AI, her voice through AI, but debuted her first song singing without AI. Now, AI is a powerful tool. Yeah. It is growing bigger in the music industry.
Yes, for better or worse.
Mm-hmm. Do you use AI any?
Well, here's my thoughts on this topic. I believe that God made us to be creative people, and that's what we should be. As you said, AI is a great tool in the hands of people that know how to use it right.
Amen.
Unfortunately, as long as there's an easy way to do something, there'll be people that are going to try to take advantage of it. There'll be people that know nothing about music. They'll let AI come up with all the ideas for them. All the lyrics and melody won't even be theirs. And that's what I would stand against. But I recognize that AI has a lot of capabilities that, you know, shouldn't be taken for granted. One way recently that my friends and I actually released a single, which also was a Christian EDM song. We were originally writing it as more of a like a Lauren Daigle Christian CCM song. And we ran our little voice memo through Suno, and it spit out an EDM mix. And we wouldn't have necessarily thought to go that way with it stylistically. But once that gave us an idea, we went and produced the track to sound like that. You know, that's the kind of thing that I would consider, you know, the right kind of use for AI. I don't mind if people want to use that for demos, but you know, this is my plea to any artist out there is don't let AI do all the work for you when it comes to writing the song. You know, it's one thing to get inspiration, but God put a song in your heart, so write it from that spot.
Oh man, I love that. That is good stuff right there. That's because there is a, like you said, there's a really easy way to do it, but there are two roads we travel on, the Bible says too. And
right.
One is narrow and tough, and the other is really wide and really easy. So the easy path is usually not the path that we need to go down.
Right.
So, well, thank you for your wisdom on that topic, because it is, like I said, it's changing the music industry. And I believe there are going to be some really big changes against it coming up in the music industry.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing where I realize it's not going to go away. You know, it's just part of our culture now. So the idea is not to, you know, abolish it as much as it is to learn the right way to work with it.
Well, to me, it's like an independent Christian artist who can't afford a band to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you can say, hey, AI or Claude or whoever it is, throw me some drums in there.
Yeah.
Throw me an electric guitar or a keyboard and put it with these words that I have, and then it creates a beautiful song. Like you said, there are ways to do it right.
Exactly.
Well, Brother Kyle, you do have music, and you have a new song that you have released.
Yes, I do. So I just released a song this past week at the time of recording this called Jesus Loves You, Karen. It's a song about the name Karen in our society and the type of person that reflects. I wrote this song not to call out any specific people as much as to remind all of us, those who have been labeled that way and those who have labeled others, that Jesus loves that person just as much as anyone else. And rather than, you know, speaking out against the things that person has done, I just wanted it to be a reminder of that.
Awesome. How long did it take you to write the song?
You know, when I got the idea, I feel like the song just came together very quickly. I mean, I don't even remember exactly what it was that inspired it. But I feel like it's one of those that wrote itself in 15 minutes.
Well, that's a good one, as I was saying.
It can be, for sure.
Well, would you mind if we played the song on the show?
Well, I'd be honored.
All right. Well, if you can send me a WAV file, if you have it.
Sure.
Send it to me. What I will do, if you will want to intro it, if you've ever, is this your first radio interview?
Actually, yes.
Oh, man, I love it. I love this. And so we'll be not only a first-time radio interview, but as I call it, a world release.
Nice.
Never thought you'd hear that, would you?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the podcast is listened to by an orphanage in Africa. Wow. The podcast is listened to an orphanage in Pakistan.
Man.
And there are people all over the United States, Canada, Mexico. I don't get into the numbers, but I know where they listen from.
Okay.
So I know this song will touch them. So why don't you intro it?
Okay.
And then I'll insert it into the show.
Great.
Awesome.
I'm Kyle Cruz. This is my single, Jesus Loves You, Karen.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining the show from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Kyle Cruz. Kyle, we have just run you over with the Rock the Flock bus today. We had to find out all about you.
Yeah.
That you just ran from your family. I mean, my goodness, what kind of guy are you to run away? No,
I don't know.
You ran from your family because you were running to the Lord. He called you to Nashville, Tennessee to play, to sing, to produce music that will glorify his kingdom.
Yeah, I hope so.
I tell you what, before we go any further, can I go to the Lord in prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this show, Lord. Thank you for all the artists on this show. God, I ask you to be with them, to walk with them, to protect them in their life. God, thank you for Brother Kyle. Thank you for his heart. Thank you for what he wants to do for you, Lord, for your kingdom. God, be with his pen, be with his pad, be with the instruments, his guitar, his keyboard. Lord, that they will magnify your name. Heavenly Father, wrap a hedge of protection around him. Send angels to lead him in this journey. And guide each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, all right, brother.
All right.
Well, how can people connect with you?
I'm on a lot of major social medias. My Instagram and TikTok accounts, Cruser_88, which is Cruser_88.
All right. Any writer's rounds coming up? Anywhere you'll be coming up soon?
This next Tuesday, August 18th, I'm playing at Music Inspired by Community Night, which is happening in Murfreesboro.
All right, where are you playing?
It is at a Just Love Coffee House.
They are amazing.
Yes, and I will have all that info on my social media.
Okay. What would be the easiest, if there was one platform, the easiest way to be able to get a response that you watch the most, which one is it?
Probably Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to end the show with, I'm really going to put you on an impromptu question right now.
Okay.
Brother Kyle, Jesus is coming back in 30 seconds. What if you had the opportunity to speak to someone and you do right now, what would that be?
I think it would be the same message that's in my new single, that Jesus loves you, that, no matter where you are or who you've been, his love for you is unconditional.
Amen. Well, Brother Kyle, thank you for joining the show. May God just continue to bless you. And if you can make one of the I need a coffee shop on a, well, I really can't do Friday nights now because I'm fixing to start Friday night football, but on a Saturday morning, that would be great. And I can make the trip up there.
Yeah, please do.
All right. Because I'd love to meet you because I feel like you are, God has sent you to this show to be a tool for this show. So not only are you part of the Rock the Flock family now, but I know God's got something bigger in this.
I hope so too.
Well, you have a very blessed evening, a blessed night, and a great week.
Thanks. Same to you, Greg.
That's Kyle Cruz on Rock the Flock Radio.